The letter L. Life force, same as Rajaguna. Light, the state of pure consciousness, the path of knowledge toward pure consciousness, the light which shines at the darkness of the consciousness, and also everywhere else. The little book. Intellectual knowledge that is very small in comparison with spiritual knowledge. Revelation 10:2. The little horn. The binding and dry side of the intellect during the period of intellectual domination from 300 BC until now. The next era will be the era of intuitional knowledge. This little horn is used in the prophecies of Daniel. It fought with the saints in truth and prevailed for some time, but eventually it will be defeated by true knowledge. Read commentaries on prophecies in Daniel, period of intellectual domination. Lokas, the worlds. As there are seven chakras in the human body, there are seven lokas in the universe which correspond to these seven chakras. Read universe and man. Lotustaka, the four-armed sign over the expanding lotus in the sign Hari Om Shri Hung. It is the symbol of the guiding side of God in order to correct the human and guide him toward his goal, pure consciousness, becoming divine. Actually, it is the human who suffers himself by going against God's laws. Lower nature of man. The state of consciousness in the first three chakras. Lower self, Eve. The soul under the influence of the Tamaguna. When the consciousness, self, is crucified by the Tamaguna, man becomes more flesh than spirit, so he is more concerned for fleshly needs and desires, becomes earthbound, and will be drowned in Maya. This state of being under the influence of the Tamaguna and being bound in the bondage of desires, attachments, and unnecessary attraction to the external world is the lower nature of man. When man overcomes these influences of the Tamaguna, he goes to his higher nature and will be free from earthly bondage, will be born again. Angel Lucifer, same as Tamaguna. Lucifer also means shining star. The devil is the crucifying power of the Tamaguna over the soul. But when this crucifying power is overcome, the same force becomes a shining star for guiding the spiritual aspirant. Because he can see the power of this force, how it affects other people, and how it works, he can be guided by these realizations. Also, it is the crucifying power of the Tamaguna which is responsible for this visible creation, and so made it possible for the human to be born in this body and progress through experiences in this world toward pure consciousness. So again, it is highly exalted in the eye of the Creator. It is a shining star. Lucifer, Tamaguna, is the crucifying force in the creative force, the three gunas in the universe, universal mind. It is that part of the universal mind which creates the screen of the universe and has the feeling of I have done, memory. The feeling of being a separate I will be concluded from this, and so the feeling of separation becomes complete.